you had a great turnout here about a week and a half ago for the labor leaders, and you were, of course, leading the charge on that program. What are the possibilities of that actually happening? What do you think will happen here?
Well, I think that there's a big push from labor to get that project not only in the city of Lorain but in Lordstown. There's certainly a need because we know that the Navy is having these ships, especially these nuclear submarines, in dry dock for much too long a period. And we actually received a report that some of these sailors who are confined to these ships on dry dock have been actually committing suicide. So it's not only an issue of being ready, having our submarine fleet ready, but also it's the toll that it's taking on the sailors being in dry dock for the extended period of time. So I think that it's something that labor is pushing. I know that Bartlett Maritime is pushing it. Certainly the cities of Lorain and Lordstown are pushing it. And I think we've got a fighting chance. Nothing's etched in stone until you actually have the project signed, sealed, and delivered by the President of the United States and the United States Navy. But I think we're moving in the right direction, and there's certainly a lot of enthusiasm for the project.
Well, as a mayor, you have a similar thing related to any kind of business that's coming through. You talk, make talks to people, you kind of figure out what it is, but you lay the best plan that's possible, and it's just really up to the other decision makers on whether or not things like that or other types of things take place economically.
Yeah, we actually met with Republic Steel and looked at some sites for the dry docks, and we had a very, very good meeting with Republic Steel. And so there's some movement going forward on trying to secure that land over at Republic Steel also so that we have a actual location for the dry docks here in Lorain.
That's on a business aspect. What do you look forward to see for recreation for people here in Lorain and be able to use the Black River and or the lake and how you kind of facilitate that for people?
Well, the city of Lorain has done a major project regarding remediation of the Black River, and they've taken basically brown fields that were created by the industrial plants that were here in Lorain, and they've transformed those properties into environmentally safe and conducive to wildlife facilities so that we have the bird population increasing. We have the fish coming back to the Black River, and certainly it increases people wanting to go down the Black River and experience nature.
I also see from recently that the National Register of Historic Places has make a designation for Broadway Historic District. Talk a little bit about that and what that really means for the area here.
Well, we originally had a limited number of buildings on Broadway that were historically designated, and our Building, Housing, and Planning Department thought it would be a good idea to have the entire district labeled historic because it helps businesses get tax incentives, like historic tax credits to do improvements to their building. So by having the entire district so designated, these businesses can go after these tax credits and actually improve their businesses and keep the flavor of our downtown the same, and not be tearing down buildings, but actually improving buildings.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you stopping by there as well. Give your best to your daughter, too. We've spoken with her as well, the singer. She does.
Yeah, she has a Rock Town down here on Broadway, which is a nice music studio, and she also works at Mercy Hospital doing music therapy, so I'm very proud of her.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate you stopping in, Mayor.
Well, thank you very much for having me here this morning.
Mayor Jack Bradley joining us as we celebrate Lorain. It's our Celebrate Lorain, first of our many celebrations throughout the community of Lorain County. This brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers here in Lorain as we broadcast from our location on Broadway in Lorain, Vandermark Jewelers on Broad Street in Elyria. Coming up, we're going to find out what's happening at the library and then also check in with First Federal Savings of Lorain, a great institution here in the city of Lorain. More coming up on WEOL.